Altitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Right now, we are doing the Mr. and Mrs. Trivia Battle. And we have our special guests, Kate and A, here. And they are asking questions. And they have to guess. The Mr. and Mrs. have to guess the answers and see how well they know Kate and A. So, we are on the next question here. And we are going to have A read the question. What is the question there?
What are our favorite subjects in school?
Favorite subjects in school. What is K and A's favorite subjects
Remember,
in school?
Remember, they can be the same.
They can be the same.
They can be different.
Yes. That's a...
I know what it isn't. It isn't Spanish.
Who said that? Maybe I like the language, I just don't like having to listen to it.
Yeah, okay.
Or speak it.
I love the language, I just can't speak it at all. Come on.
Yes. Yes, and they I'm sure learned a lot in their immersion last summer.
It was not a language immersion trip.
I'm good.
It was a culture immersion
trip. All right. Answers are in. So the question again was, what is K and A's favorite, what is it?
School study, whatever we want to call it.
All right, here we go.
You first this time.
No, you first. I went first.
All right. I said for K, religion. Okay. And then I said for A, art.
Okay.
For Kieran, I said social studies or history because, you know, they change it. Or, and Aiden, I got speaking. He loves speaking.
Okay. And what are the answers?
What was your grade in speaking?
My grade?
Yeah.
What was your grade?
What was your grade?
I got a 96 in public speaking.
Wow. Wow. All right. So what was your favorite? What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject was math.
Okay. Math. Okay.
Right. My favorite subject was religion.
Yay! Woo! And the missus pulls ahead.
Boom. Listen, I don't ever see you add anything.
Well, maybe that's
I don't
why
ever
he
see you
say,
add anything.
Do you see
maybe
me
that's
add
why
anything?
He doesn't
what do you mean
much,
by adding?
Because he's doing complex calculations in his head all the time.
I have two
you
cookies and I have three cookies. That makes five cookies. I added today.
How do you know he doesn't go to the store and count apples?
That was
he never says
really,
I did two quarters
really.
And a quarter. He never says you get a quarter, I get a quarter.
You know what? I actually remember, and I don't know if A remembers this, when he was younger, teaching him how to count money.
I had to do that when I volunteered at after school. I taught four different kids.
Do you remember
money.
That? I brought over a bunch of change and we counted. No. Aww.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for the family.
But I'm winning.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Game's rigged.
I am Charlie Sheen.
All right, next question. Let's go to the next question. What we got here, Kay?
Our favorite video games.
All right, favorite video games. Favorite video games.
And we're not saying like phone games, right?
I mean, it's if it's a game. And it's,
no, is it a platform?
Yeah.
So like, I just want to
okay,
I want to know, are we tying
console.
This to
it's on console.
Console
favorite
games.
Console video
Thank
games.
Thank you.
I can't believe I have to be that specific on that.
Well,
because
they're
right.
on their
you
phones
right.
all the time playing stuff.
Well, no, I mean, it makes sense.
It doesn't
it's
beat
just...
console games. Console games are better.
Oh, yeah, right. Console games are better. But
what is that game you play?
what is that hand motion?
I'm trying to zero in.
Draw the circle.
You're like scribbling. I don't understand.
All right, hurry up. Come on.
Oh.
I don't think you'll get.
Are you like jamming out to this right now? You can't. No, you're not allowed to.
See, I don't have headphones.
So all right, I'm done.
All right, time is up.
I got Rocket League for both.
Okay.
Really?
Rocket League for both, huh?
Oof. I said Minecraft and FIFA.
Okay.
FIFA.
Yeah.
I don't even own FIFA.
I know.
I owned it for the DS once.
All right, so what's the answers? What's yours over there?
I said Super Smash Bros.
But you don't own a Nintendo platform.
That doesn't mean anything. That could still be his favorite game.
Which one?
The newest one.
Okay.
It hasn't come out yet!
No, the new,
it can't be
the
that!
The newest one that's been released
the one,
already.
The, new, the most recently released.
Yes.
Like, calm
the
down,
Wii
man.
U one. He doesn't play it. He's never played it on the Wii U.
You never
Have
played
you?
It on the Wii U?
Cruise ship.
How? When was the last time you played Smash Brothers?
Don't we own it?
For, no.
Oh.
You played.
How dare you?
Wait a minute. You played it on the cruise ship.
I would really be interested in the answer of his brother.
Are you, though? Because I thought it was Minecraft. I was thinking.
So. Yeah, I think only he would get mine. Little Big Planet.
Little Big
Planet. Which one?
Three? Well, I didn't put a number, but two.
Two.
You guys play nothing but Rocket League. You say
okay,
you
Little
love
Big Planet 3
the
is the only one I can play.
See,
on
now,
PS4,
what I would
great.
Have guessed that for A, but I don't think I would have thought Little Big Planet for you.
I love that game.
I mean, for goodness sake, I can't even believe I didn't pick Little Big Planet since I bought Sackboys to put on his birthday
you bought
cake
him
this
four.
Year.
All
right.
That was a. I just want was you that, to know that I was trying to even out how much I spend on each of you, so that's why there were four of those things.
Was that the last question?
Was that the last question?
That was the last question.
That was the last
Dude,
question, which
hold
means.
On,
hold
on.
Which means.
Hold on.
The missus with the victory.
Aww. Okay, when the mister says hold on, that okay. means hold on.
Aww.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I think we need another What's question. One more question you can think of, the two of you?
One more question.
So they can think.
I'm such a sore loser. I'm up by two.
One. I thought it.
Thought you were only up by one.
I had gone. No. Oh, okay.
It's one.
I think it was one. I know. She does this.
I do not.
Do you guys have another one?
No.
Get together and talk.
What are their favorite shoes to wear? Keens.
Aiden doesn't have a...
No, we're not doing shoes. That's way
Keens.
Easy. That's way easy.
Oh.
Who?
Even, especially once
Who?
They're half a size too small.
Who? Who's your favorite
I mean,
aunt? Who's your
what?
Favorite uncle?
No.
What?
I
we don't
one.
We don't do that.
Who? Go ahead.
Favorite music?
Artist.
Yeah, artist. Favorite artist.
But he doesn't like music.
No.
That's weird.
I mean, you don't like music.
How do you not like any music?
He. What about?
He likes Star Wars music apparently.
Favorite your, ride?
No. All time favorite food.
Favorite
like
food.
The one food.
If you were deserted on a, if you were deserted on a desert island, you got one supply, 1 year supply of
what,
free food.
Hot
dogs and
vegetables. What would be your last meal?
Just food.
No,
just
that's
one food.
A lot.
One
different.
Food.
Okay,
that's
what would be
different.
Your last food?
Because I would be one very food. Specific.
Because that would be a lot.
I know.
Yeah, let's do favorite food. Favorite food. So write it down.
Yeah.
Favorite food.
You got one?
Well, hold on. We got to write down our answers.
No, I'm making sure they got an answer.
I would think they would. go ahead. All right. And time is up. Let's see what the missus has.
All righty. I said Little Debbie's and hot dogs.
Little Debbie's is not very specific.
Little Debbie's and hot dogs.
Little Debbie's?
Little
like,
Debbie's and
like
hot
saying
dogs.
Kellogg's cereal.
Hey.
It is
no,
not.
No, it's like
you
saying
do
cereal.
Not all Little Debbie's, regardless of what shape or flavor or whatever, taste the same.
No, they don't.
Maybe to you.
No, they don't. Don't get on this subject with me.
Okay. Zebra cakes are the best. Followed by Swiss rolls.
No, no, they're not. It's strawberry shortcakes. We all know that.
Okay. With strawberry jam spread inside. They all taste the same.
No.
Listen, I grew up in a Little Debbie's truck, so don't give me.
I know.
Of course you did.
I think his uncle owed half of his paycheck back to Little Debbie because of how much the mister ate in the back of the truck in the afternoons.
Chicken witch.
What did you say?
Did you say both of them?
I did.
Hot dogs and Little Debbie's.
I got, for Aiden, I have pasta with meatballs. And Kieran, I got City Club tenders, chicken tenders. Because they're the best in the world.
Doesn't mean I like them the most.
So what are the right answers? All right, could you please swing the mic? Don't hit him.
Yeah, you keep like almost hitting him with the microphone.
I said Swiss rolls.
Yes!
Swiss rolls.
It is. Little Debbie's.
That is not what I expected. I put hot dogs.
Yes!
She gets the point.
I get 2 points.
No, you do not get points for Little Debbie's.
I do.
Doesn't matter. She still gets a point for the hot
dog. No, hot dogs, you get a point. That's fine. But
whatever. Still
one.
Doesn't matter.
You're trying to steal points.
And you say the mister is competitive.
I hate this game. It's
really good. All right. So that is the.
I'm only competitive when I win.
All right, when you lose.
Was that it for the game?
Yeah, that's it for the game.
All right, so we're getting ready to wrap up. Didn't we have a communication thing you want to talk about real fast?
Well, I was thinking that we would try to do a theme for each of our shows moving forward. And this week was communication and really, things that are important to be able to communicate with your spouse about and be able to help your spouse or your significant other feel as though they matter in your life. And so we'd like to challenge any of our listeners to, for whoever that special person is in your life, and if there's not a significant other or a spouse that you would like to do this with, then, consider anybody special in your life and making sure that they know how much you care. So here are the three things this week. Once a day, we like to do this before we go to sleep. Mention something that you are grateful for in your life and one thing that you love about the other person. The second thing is, at some point during the day, remind that person how much you love them. And then the third thing is a little bit more difficult to do, but when you can, try not to sweat the small stuff. And when it doesn't matter, if you think to yourself, in 30 minutes, this thing where, if it's dishes or laundry or, shoes on the floor, whatever it is, if it's not going to matter in 30 minutes, who picked it up, who took care of it, who did it, then don't make it matter in that moment, because life's too short to be sweating the small stuff.
All right. Well, thank you for that great ending of the show. Maybe we can be upbeat on the way out.
Well, you know what? When you communicate well with your spouse, life is great.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
The other thing is joy.
Yes.
And we'll end the show on joy.
Joy and happiness.
Joy, what? Joy. Okay, anyways, thanks for listening to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. You can find us a lot of places, but the most you'll find us is the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. Go check it out, as well as Twitter at Mr. and Mrs. Show. And you can also find us on Spreaker. So that wraps up this week. Hopefully everybody has a great week, and we'll see you here next time on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Bye.
See you later.
While you still can, don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.